This is Marketing Reads, a Chinese consumer connection where we look at books related to marketing in China. Welcome to Talk of Asian Marketing, and today I'm going to be reviewing another book related to marketing, consumer behavior in China. And I'm really excited because I find a really good book. Basically, the books I look at fall into two main categories, one being completely business experience, practical oriented, application oriented, the other one being research, and I'm interested in both of these. It's hard to find good ones on either side. I think it's especially hard to find good books on the practical business side. There's a couple reasons why, and I think if you've listened to these reviews, maybe you've heard me be critical of some points, such as so many of the practical books are written by reporters, newspaper reporters. Now, I know they have to make a living, but sometimes I find these to be highly dubious at best. Their understanding of research is approaching zero. Their understanding of business is secondhand at best. Really some disappointing books in that area, but they seem to dominate the market. I guess they're easy to get publishing deals. When you do get managers with practical experience, they often spend a book congratulating themselves, patting themselves on the back, selling themselves basically. It's a marketing tool for themselves. And they don't have really practical, useful experience, information, or their observations are from such a distance because they're high up in the company usually that they're weird, or their observations are of a specific situation at a specific time and they got away with something and they don't realize that it was really a product of the timing or the luck, and they give themselves credit and they try to make up formulas about how to do things, etc., a la strategy books. Today's book, though, is really an exception. It's called KFC in China, Secret Recipe for Success, and its author is Warren K. Liu. A good book that I'm really excited to review, really excited to read. It has a lot of good points. It's published in 2008 by John Wiley and Sons. It's a little tiny book, little nice red cover with KFC colors on it, less than 200 pages long. If you take out the index, we're just about at 180 pages. So it's not a big book. It's an easy read. It's got pretty big print in it. This is one of the disappointments. It's not really a detailed, thorough book. But let me go through what I think are its strong points, starting with, let's look at the chapters in this book. 12 chapters total. The first chapter is KFC, a Pioneer in China, where they talk about how KFC started and some of the things that happened at the very beginning. Chapter 2, Assemble and Retain the Most Qualified Team. They talk about the group of people who worked at KFC in China. Chapter 3, Business Strategy. Chapter 4, Local Partnership, Government Relations and Crisis Management. Chapter 5, Product and Marketing. Chapter 6, Supply Chain. Chapter 7, Real Estate Development. Chapter 8, Operational Excellence. Chapter 9, Localization and Globalization. Chapter 10, Headquarters Support. Chapter 11, Leadership with Chinese Characteristics. And Chapter 12, Past and Future. If you listen to those chapter titles, it almost reads like an MBA course book on entrepreneurship, doesn't it? And you can tell it's highly related to the restaurant industry. I mean, talking about real estate development, product development, marketing, partnerships. It's very much a book about restaurant business in general, and specifically about KFC's experience. Let me go into some of the things I really like about this book. Beginning with, you cannot get through many pages without finding one of the key ingredients to KFC's success in China. And we've talked about this on the show before when we talked about McDonald's, and that is bathrooms. Yes, bathrooms. And I love this book because Warren Liu is in touch with reality. He's not far away at a headquarters. He's not far away up in the management chain. He's not way up top out of contact. He knows what's really happening. And bathrooms in the 1990s is one of the main reasons people can stop in and buy something at KFC, then identify it and make it easy to stop in again. And we've got that on video at McDonald's in Taiwan. It's the exact thing that happened in Taiwan. Because of the situation with bathrooms being in short supply, in general, Chinese culture doesn't emphasize bathrooms, especially public bathrooms or bathrooms that are up to, let's say, Western standards of cleanliness or assumptions of cleanliness. KFC, McDonald's, these places use their bathroom as a marketing tool, and I love that Lou knows that, and he's right in contact with that. I mean, it sounds so stupid, but it really gives me that insight that he knows what he's talking about, and he doesn't just go pat himself on the back. He knows that there are some key factors, and one of them, believe it or not, are bathrooms. Clean bathrooms that anybody can stop in and use. The book begins with a little bit of a Chinese introduction, but not much, and I like that. You know, you get so tired of the short Chinese history, the, you know, imperialism and all this kind of stuff. He doesn't really talk about that very much. What he does do is he begins by talking about KFC and the team that they got together in order to begin their effort in the 1990s in mainland China. And I really love his approach, and this is what this show is all about. Why do we do so many of our shows from Taiwan? Why do we do our shows from China? What's the similarity there? Well, Liu is right on target. He's saying the team they got together was not from Singapore, not from the U.S., obviously. This was would be a very bad idea, and he's really down on it. Not from even Hong Kong. They got their team together from Taiwan. It's what he calls the Taiwan Gang. And the reason he calls it the Taiwan Gang is, in Chinese, this is a regular phrase. A group of people from a university, we call them a gang. It's not so negative. It's a kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of joke. But that's what he talks about. You know, they could get a group of people together to manage the restaurant business in China from Taiwan, and it would be successful, or at least have a chance of success, because, number one, they could speak the language fluently. Number two, they knew all of the cultural ins and outs. And what he thought would be really a bad idea, and what he's really down on McDonald's for, is to bring somebody in from the West, to bring a management team in from America. Bad, bad idea. Number one, they can't even speak the language, which is a non-starter in his... You know, he doesn't say it so clearly, but he does say it a lot throughout the book. A non-starter right there. Hong Kong, Singapore, again, bad idea. Why? Because your managers back at headquarters love these guys. Sure, they all speak English, they all look very westernized, but when they go into China, that's just what you don't want. You've got to be completely local, understand that situation. And he talks about getting together the Taiwan Gang to enter China with KFC. Now, at the beginning, he does talk a little bit about the history of KFC and some of their missteps and some of their efforts. I won't go too much into detail on that. You can check it out in the book. But in case you didn't know, of course, KFC was a franchise from the U.S., began as a small restaurant, expanded very quickly, then was bought up by a larger firm, eventually became part of Pepsi's effort to diversify into a snack market, restaurant market, and a soft drink market to have a kind of three-pronged strategy. That didn't work out. Pepsi ended up selling off the KFC business, the whole restaurant business, and that went into another company called Triconda, I think it is, and then Tricon, that was it, and eventually that got changed to, the company's name was changed to Yum, Y-U-M with an explanation point. And of course, if you're in the stock market, you know about these companies, you know a little bit of the history. If you don't, KFC does have this history, and this is why, for example, Pepsi is sold at KFC, because KFC was originally owned, or at least recently owned, by Pepsi. To give you an idea of just how straightforward some parts of this book are, I'm looking at page 29, and here's a sentence I marked up. I just had to highlight this. It was so strong. No reasonable human being can expect such leadership team to be able to communicate effectively with the people they lead, or to be able to make the most effective, timely decisions in a highly complex and dynamic marketplace such as China. And when he says this team he's talking about, he means a team from the US or a team from some other place like Hong Kong or Singapore. None of those guys would be able to cut it. He says it pretty much straight out there. I mean, it's really powerful stuff he's talking about. The emphasis on the localization. So the book goes through some stages that KFC went through in China. It begins by talking about their incredible growth. It centers on answering one main question, which is, what are the factors that contributed to KFC's success? We're talking about, as of 2007, 2,000 KFC restaurants with over 200,000 employees, the largest restaurant chain in China by far. That's not really saying a lot. I mean, you've got to put this into context. I think in the book it was mentioned somewhere that this is less than 1% of the total restaurant market. Of course, in any country, restaurant market tends to be highly fragmented, especially in China, where, you know, entrepreneurship is high, there's restaurants everywhere, and even chains. To be able to obtain 1% of the whole national market is quite an amazing achievement. And that's what the book all centers on. How were they able to get to this really, really amazing achievement? Some of the ideas, of course, we've touched on the management team. Also, then he goes in to talk about, you know, things were not smooth from the very beginning. They had some missteps and some maybe not spoken so clearly, not written so clearly, some conflict with headquarters back in the U.S. And I think that this is the weak part of the book. The strong part of the book is he's really clear, Liu is really clear on the management team, that localization, how important it was to fit in, how important it was to create a strategy that worked for the Chinese employees, for the Chinese customers, for the Chinese management team, for the training, for the logistics, a big one, the logistics. All of this was vital. But headquarters had quite a different view, and he never really says that clearly because although he doesn't work for KFC anymore, obviously I don't think he wants to be too critical of the company. But you get the feeling there's a kind of hidden message there that he's really had to fight for a lot of these things. For example, I think KFC was just interested in coming in and franchising out maybe to a couple big companies and they just took over, or franchising out into different regions and each region would have their own franchise operation. Originally, they did do some of this. Liu says later they had to buy those guys out. It was very troublesome. They weren't interested in creating an overall effective logistics system. They couldn't gain economy of scale, etc. Of course, you may be familiar with, if you're as old as I am, you remember that KFC was the first restaurant to open, Western restaurant to open in Beijing, right near the Tiananmen Square. And this was a big accomplishment, but it's actually not their... It was a great restaurant. He says that they made a lot of profit, a lot of revenue on that restaurant. But lots of the book is talking about their gains in places like Shanghai. Actually, in Beijing, they had some trouble overall, even though that's the kind of their flagship restaurant. Their big success came in Shanghai, and then they spread out from there. And now, of course, they're everywhere, including moving into the Western provinces. One of the criticisms I have of the book is it often isn't really detailed on the corporate side. And I think, just like I was saying, he doesn't want this to be a kiss-and-tell book. He doesn't want to be critical. And obviously, he had to get it approved by KFC, and it has to be positive. But a lot of things are missing their detail. So when he talks about Yum, when he talks about the headquarters, when he talks about changes made, not a lot of detail. And sometimes that's a little bit troublesome because it's not even negative information. For example, he talks about Colonel Sanders and the icon and how that was used in the marketing. Of course, they were trying to move away from Colonel Sanders in the late 90s and move to a kind of cartoon figure. I think I noticed this in Taiwan too, where they changed all the logos to be more cartoonish, and I think it changed some of the colors to be blue instead of red, and you don't see live pictures of Colonel Sanders anymore. So he mentions this, for example, when they're in some struggle trying to retain their market share, although it's not even close, but just to make sure that they don't get a problem from McDonald's. McDonald's pushing, of course, Ronald McDonald. And so the KFC organization in China tries to move towards a cartoon icon rather than the live Colonel Sanders. But that's it. That's all he says. He just says, we try to gradually phase out the live Colonel, and that's it. There's nothing more. He doesn't say how, why, what were the details. And from a research perspective or from a business practitioner's perspective, I think that detail would have been really, really interesting. But there's not a lot of that detail. If there is detail, it comes in, well, where does it come in? It doesn't really come in anywhere. When he does have charts and figures, they're kind of public information. Lots of times he borrows figures from research firms or investment firms, so there's nothing super insider there. So you're not going to get a lowdown on, you know, blow by blow, for example, how a specific deal was made. In fact, this was the biggest disappointment I had of the book. I think Liu could have easily gone on to like 500 pages, but he held himself back. He wanted to just give a kind of overall view, and he wanted to hit on the core concept, which of course answers the question he has for the whole book, which is, what are the core factors contributing to the success? I think the whole book is about really basically one core factor, and that is the Taiwan gang that got together and how understanding a local culture and doing things differently than headquarters would have done them, doing them differently than they were done in other locations, even in Asia, within Asia, doing them in a way that fit the Chinese situation, that is what caused the success. That's what laid the grounds for success. Of course, having toilets really helped. Having bathrooms really helped. So this is a really interesting book, a really good book. He keeps hitting on that management stuff over and over again. I really like that. He does have a whole section on localized products, and I like that too. He does talk a lot about the logistics and how they had to build up their own logistics, and importantly, how they had to control the franchise system on their own, even to the point of owning the logistics, which he compares to McDonald's, which contracts out almost everything. And he's saying that there's just no way that works because the market was too new, the logistics were too difficult, there were not even paved roads on some of the areas where they're building their restaurants. There's just no logistical support at all, and they had to create that themselves. They had to hire people that could handle it. As far as my own research goes, Liu has some really interesting observations that just fit right in with talk of Asian marketing and all the stuff we talk about all the time. For example, on page 105, he talks about crowds and how important it is to generate a crowd. And man, this just really hit it right on target, because I get so tired of trying to show this to my Western co-researchers, understanding this idea that crowds are not just a crowd in a Chinese cultural setting. They really are important. They're very special. And Liu, in his book on page 105, says specifically, the herd instinct. Chinese consumers are used to crowds, and many are attracted by and drawn to crowds. A KFC restaurant located at a busy intersection crowded with customers will attract even more customers. This is exactly what my research is always showing. You need a crowd to create a crowd. You need a line to make a line. We have a whole show on lines talking about that, videoing it, showing it. And of course, it's easy to say, well, you know, of course, if you have a line, it's already successful. So that's a line. This is kind of circular logic. But it's not. In Chinese culture, crowds and lines are really important. Just like the concept of cute is in Japanese marketing, in Japanese business culture, consumer consumption. It's the same kind of parallel idea. Yes, every culture has cute, but it's not the same thing. It's a relative thing, and it's really quite different. A part of the book that I enjoyed and that maybe you would like when you pick up the book, because at least it's not completely sterile, is he spends a lot of time slamming McDonald's. And although I'm not a super huge fan of KFC myself, I have always noticed how in Taiwan, KFC's menus are quite different than their American menus. For example, they drop many of the core features, the core products, such as the mashed potatoes and the gravy. Of course, the gravy, the special gravy, was one of the really famous core products at KFC in the United States. That's not in it at all in Taiwan. In China, the same idea. They drop a lot of those, and they completely reinvent new products to fit in. Of course, they have the great advantage to start with that they're selling chicken rather than beef. As we've talked about in other shows on Talk of Asian Marketing, chicken next to pork. Pork is the number one consumed meat in Chinese culture. Chicken is number two. It's a big one. And so if you're selling chicken, you're right away going to have a head start over selling beef. But it's not just that. They also localize the product and they expand their product line. For example, offering breakfast products that are localized and people can relate to easily and quickly. So he does do a lot of slamming McDonald's, talking about how their logistics are kind of contracted out, how their franchise operation doesn't work properly. And number one, biggest mistake, is they're always bringing in managers from the U.S., thinking somehow they're going to be able to solve their problems. And he just comes right out and says, you know, they can't even communicate. How is it they're going to innovate? How is it they're going to inspire the people under them? Not going to work. So I really appreciate that, and I think that really emphasized that localization. Later in the book, towards the end, when it's clear that he's talking more from a kind of perspective after leaving KFC, he seemed to have left KFC in 2002, I think. After leaving KFC and looking back at his experience and kind of judging how the company's moving on, he does have some criticism, although he does keep it fairly light. For example, he criticizes their new effort called East Dawn Restaurants, and these are an attempt by KFC to open up a new restaurant chain that is Chinese food. And he says, you know, this is not going to work. There's already so much competition in that market. And actually, it's called East Dawning. Yeah, East Dawning. This is an experimental kind of effort. And he says, maybe it'll work, but he questions it. And I think, yeah, right on target. You know, who came up with this silly idea? So much localized competition already. They're trying to build on the logistics and economy of scale of KFC, maybe share some of their management and share some of their resources. But I don't know. You know, I just don't think it's going to work. Too much competition. You don't have anything special. Your core product is not special. And you're going to be charging prices that are not going to be able to compete with many of your local independent operators. And we've talked about that on our breakfast show. You know, you don't have a company come in and dominate the breakfast market because you have so many small operators that can really undercut you and move much faster than a larger company. So overall, I think this is a really exciting book. It's way too short. It should have been longer, but I really appreciate Liu's perspective. He's not kissing and telling anything. He's not really putting down KFC. He doesn't have any secrets. He's short on the detail. He's short on the execution. I would love to have seen much more about the detail of management conflict and how he overcame problems. Usually he'll just have a couple sentences. He'll say, yeah, this problem popped up and we worked on it. 6 months later, it was solved. Kind of reminds me of Ronald Reagan's biography, you know. He got married and one paragraph later says, and then we were divorced and that was it. And he doesn't talk about any details. Things he doesn't like, he just kind of skims over and one sentence is more than enough. So weak on that. But the strong point is, it really hits on what he thinks is obvious. And that's what I love about it. This is the thing that we're always hitting on. It's obvious. If you speak the language, if you live here, if you live in the culture, if you participate, if you raise your kids there, these things are obvious. And yet Western firms continue to be sure that their way is the right way, or else you're going to just take the highway, get lost. And he just slams that really, really hard. So an insider story, but not a kiss and tell. Some good business information, not for researchers in the sense you're going to get any research information out of it. If you're looking for practical how-to information to run a business or start a consulting firm or do some business in China, it doesn't have a lot of that either. But if you want to learn a little bit about how important the culture is, how important that management team fitting in is, and you have some interest in the restaurant business, then definitely this is the book for you. You won't regret it. I picked it up in Singapore. I think I saw it's available on Amazon. I'll put up a link to that and a link to KFC and East Dawning's website too. They have some web stuff about their new restaurant. So enjoy. This is Marketing Reads, a Chinese consumer connection where we look at books related to marketing in China. Meow, 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 meow